If you would all like to take your seats now, we'll begin our afternoon session. I think the term is order in the court. The experience of my colleagues and I is that when the judges take the bench, everybody gives a lot of attention. It's a very humbling experience to be here. I want to welcome you to the second plenary session in which we're going to talk about the judiciary. In doing so, let me please express the thanks of all of us for the two members of the panel who are subjecting themselves to this particular exercise. As you know, judges are known as people who ask terribly hard questions of attorneys who must, in to their embarrassment, speak about them, not knowing in advance what the question might be. The tables are being turned in a way, in the sense that my colleagues on the bench do not know what questions I'm going to ask. I told them there would be questions in which we want their experience, but we thought it would be a good experience for you to hear a judge respond extemporaneously to questions that are asked. And so my colleagues have shown the trust in me that I'll be able to do that. Both of these justices either have been or are chief justices. Both of them we've been pursuing for a number of years to come to this conference because they are world leaders in the areas that we are discussing. And we have both of them here today, and we're very grateful for their participation. They come from very different yet the same types of countries. Both South Africa and India are very large, and they're very diverse. In many ways, they are developing countries, although they've been around for a long time. In each country, there are great social challenges which they face. And in each country, the courts have great strength. In the country of India, for example, they have public types of cases which they can bring from the very beginning to the Supreme Court without it going through the lower courts. And so when the Supreme Court finds an issue out there, it can designate the issue and bring it in, far different than what we're used to in most countries. Approximately one-third of the cases the Supreme Court of India takes are these kinds of cases. So the Supreme Court of India is well involved in the social problems as well as the legal problems of the country of India. The chief justices are many and numerous because they turn over at retirement time. But one of the outstanding, and perhaps one of the most outstanding, is Chief Justice Amati. I've known him for years and worked with him when he was chief justice. And of all the chief justices I've worked with in India, not one has come close to Chief Justice Amati in his understanding of what needed to be done to make the courts more responsive to the needs of the people. And we're very pleased to have Chief Justice Amati with us. Similarly, in South Africa, the many issues come before the Constitutional Court. And that is because the Constitution of South Africa is very extensive. The number of rights that people have delegated to them by the Constitution are extremely numerous. And so there's a very wide jurisdiction that the Supreme Court has. Interestingly enough, it's a constitutional court, not a Supreme Court. There was a Supreme Court, and with the massive change that took place, a constitutional court was designated. And very soon, because of the extent of that constitution, the person designated as Chief Justice of South Africa was changed from the Supreme Court to the Constitutional Court. And we have before us today the Chief Justice of the Constitutional Court of South Africa. Our Chief Justice has been extremely important in the history. Although the country is long, this is a first time a person a black person has been a Chief Justice, even though that country has a majority of people of the same color. And so we have before us people of experience coming from countries that provide experience, and it'll be my responsibility to not answer any questions today, but to ask questions, which I'm going to enjoy doing. I want to talk first, have you talk first, about the types of cases that you find most difficult that come before your court. That is, there's a great deal of cases, but we want to focus on cases dealing with religion. What are the very difficult issues that come before your court that your court has to deal with in the area of religion? Do you want to start off, Chief Justice Longo?
I'll start if you say I must start.